Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action against Arsenal in the Premier League. Before it kicks off, I'm on a bit of a walk round to my mate Linda's for the game. A match that really is basically just preparation for the FA Cup final. There really is, with the injury issues, especially defensively, really, that's the centre-back position. It's just ridiculous, as I say, the only bit of leeway excuse that can be given for Manchester United at the moment. But the actual way they play football, no excuses, they play poor football, and it's been like the majority of the season. So the team news when it comes out will be interesting. I mean, I'd actually consider playing one of the youngsters at centre back with Johnny Evans, to be fair, and actually sticking Casemiro and Amrabat. I think this is a game United should be looking to basically just try and hold out. There's no point in attempting to attack. I mean, Arsenal obviously try to win the title. I've had some messages from some friends, mates of mine who are City fans. I did tell them that there's pretty much no chance of Manchester United getting a result here. I mean, I would probably say mainly because they're crap, but it's mainly because of these central defensive issues, and also the fact, I mean, obviously United, as a fan, we don't want Manchester City to win the league, so Arsenal winning would be okay, in quotation marks. But to be fair, Manchester City have got a game exactly the same with Spurs in 2 days' time. Spurs ain't going to be trying to get the result out of there, even though they might necessarily need it. They won't want to be the side that basically opens the door for Arsenal either. So, you know, it's about getting on the pitch and doing the job. Remember, Spurs, I mentioned to my friend, Spurs actually pretty much have a full-strength squad. United don't, and United would be in problems even if they did have a situation where, you know, they got injuries in other areas, but even if those injuries in other areas were cleared and you didn't have basically five, six centre-backs injured, any team would struggle in that situation. So, the only chance United have, in my opinion, is basically if they get all the luck in the world, like they did basically in the Liverpool match, the league Liverpool match, I should say, where Liverpool somehow managed to throw away 2 points, and United still managed to give them a point by that ridiculous challenge by Aaron Wan-Bissaka. So, you know, as I say, that's all Manchester United can talk about this season, stopping Liverpool winning the title, stopping Liverpool winning the FA Cup, because they've got nothing really positive on the horizon for them, apart from an FA Cup final, which they have to hope they can get some players back and be ready for Manchester City in a couple of weeks. And to be fair, you ain't really, even when you get to that cup final, you're not really going to have players that are fully match fit, because in the centre-back position, because obviously you've got Martinez, he might be involved today in somewhere, maybe on the bench, but Varane, Harry Maguire, Victor Lindelof, Kambuala, they've not even been involved in training. Shaw's had a setback apparently, so these are players that you want to get on. This is where, actually, I mean, Ten Hag's been awful with his substitutions this season. This is where he's going to use them properly. He's got 5 substitutes. I think you do have to forget about the results of matches for the next few games. United are still going to finish top half of the league, even though they've actually been poor and deserve to be in the bottom half of the league. So it's a case of getting players at least ready to come onto that pitch, ready for the FA Cup final. As I say, when you've got 5 substitutes, if you use them properly, you will have options to change things around in a match. As I say, this season in that way has been a joke. Not subbing players off that deserve to be subbed, playing players. I mean, Antony, ridiculous. So team news will come in the next sort of hour and a half or so, and obviously I'll be back pre-match to see what sort of team that Ten Hag puts out. You know, you never know, maybe our man might get an opportunity. I mean, I wouldn't even bring Bruno Fernandes back in today. I would leave him and have him ready for the game against Newcastle on Wednesday, and then obviously you got Brighton on the Sunday, because I think at the end of the day, have Bruno Fernandes on the bench. If you need to bring him on, you bring him on. That's what I would do. But we all know if he's fit, he probably will start. And as I say, you probably don't want Casemiro as captain. I mean, as I say, and I'll mention again, was that the worst performance by a captain in a Manchester United shirt for, well, a very long time, I'd have to say. But he is maybe being played out of position. But you have to perform better, especially a player of his experience. I will be back with the team news. So team news is out, Bruno Fernandes still unavailable. I say thankfully, because we need him back proper firing and fit. This is a game he's not required for, but it's quite interesting. He does at last eventually drops Antony. I mean, he should have been dropping him for previous matches. And also, whatever happens with this front three in today's match, it should be the same front three against Newcastle, obviously barring injuries or their suspensions. So all is in a, God knows what we'll get from him, but I'm sure we'll be kept busy. Back four is the same back four as against Crystal Palace. No newbies in there. Casemiro does start as centre back, with Johnny Evans, with Dalot and Wan-Bissaka left or right back. They can obviously both play both positions. Midfield is actually Amrabat, Scott McTominay and Kobbie Mainoo. McTominay actually takes the captaincy. And up front it's Ahmad, Garnacho and Rasmus Højlund. I've got a funny feeling they're not going to see a lot of the ball, but one thing I would want to see from them is actually maybe some passes to Rasmus Højlund. He still doesn't get the passes. And there was watching some playoff football on Friday night, Doncaster went out to Crewe on penalties, but Doncaster's wingers were like United's wingers, too greedy, trying to cut inside, trying to take shots, not feeding the striker. That's what we need our wingers to do today, because there's not going to be many opportunities, I imagine. As I say, looking at the team, it looks like it is a bit of a ballast across that back four, so I think that's the way to go today. But it shows the absolute shocking level that Manchester United are at, and sort of having to, I mean, looking at the bench, I mean, it's Antony or Eriksen to come off the bench, which actually I think is a better thing, because Eriksen clearly doesn't have the legs. He should have been should have been one of the leaders along with Casemiro. That was at least going to, you know, show Manchester United had a bit of fight against Palace. It was none of that. He deserves to be on the bench. I mean, Antony 100% deserves to be on the bench, and the manager has to basically just, you know, as I say, this should be the front three going forward, of Ahmad, Højlund and Garnacho for the final few matches of the season. As I say, you might even maybe rest Garnacho possibly for the final game of the season, because he is the only person that you're looking forward that's actually going to give us any positivity moving forward. But he also needs to work on feeding Rasmus Højlund. He needs to play, because he needs to actually get some confidence and some more goals. Basically, he's had one purple patch, done well the Champions League, to be fair to him, but other than that, it's not been great. And as I say, another player value for money. As I say, the recruitment at Manchester United, idiots like Murta, Arnold, negotiating these ridiculous transfer fees for players, Atalanta and all other clubs looking at us and thinking, right, the idiots are back in town, let's just charge them as much as we can. Oh, and they'll pay it, by the way. So kickoff is it's just under an hour to kick off. Let's see how this Manchester United side gets on today. I think a very key important thing, well, actually just mentioned, Kambwala is back on the bench, so we might get some time. As I say, we've got five substitutes. Use the substitutes, give them opportunities. If you've got players that are looking slightly dodgy fitness wise, you need to get those players off the pitch. The focus has to be the FA Cup final. To say United needs to be in the league position, need to be right out the European picture. If you win the FA Cup, you get in the Europa League. That's part and parcel. Win something, you get your European place, that's fair enough. But in the league, they need to just basically fall away, but make sure that you can get as many players back to some kind of match level fitness for the FA Cup final. That has to be the priority now. And, you know, what you want to see from this team today, if they get beat, is a battle, some fight, some energy. We'll see if that is there from this Manchester United side. So, all done at Old Trafford. It's finished. Arsenal 0, Manchester United 0, Arsenal 1. A pretty straightforward win for Arsenal. I think United will claim some kind of, or there will be a claim from some areas. There'll be some kind of, at least we didn't get battered like we did against Crystal Palace. But that's the standard of this football club now when it comes to, on the football terms, in the mud. I mean, Arsenal, their goal was a shambolic goal. Firstly, Casemiro doesn't run out quick enough, a poor clearance from Onana, but Casemiro should be sprinting out. Havertz saw that gap, then Johnny Evans is put into a very difficult situation one-on-one, and then it's just a simple cross-border Trossard, Wan-Bissaka, who's clearly not interested in the slightest, but has to play because we haven't got any left-backs or any other full-backs. He didn't do his job, and Casemiro was just stood there in no-man's land. Poor all round, basically, defensively. As I say, Johnny Evans just was he was just let down by his central defensive partners in that situation, basically, in my opinion. So and that was essentially the only goal. That was sort of early on in the game. I think it was after about 20 odd minutes. And Arsenal, really, they just seemed to just sort of try and hold Manchester United at arm's length. United did have a lot of possession in that football match. They actually had a lot of the ball. Arsenal did give the ball away. Arsenal more like Man United at times, giving the ball away. But United couldn't make anything of it. Garnacho had a lot of the ball. His final ball was poor throughout the match. And again, I sat with my friend Linda and we're talking, why don't our wingers cross it? As I say, the final ball, he's got into good positions, called Ben White a lot of problems. And as I say, I'm not going to go too hard in on him, because I think a 19-year-old who has been Manchester United's best player this season, without a doubt, shouldn't be the person leading this team. There's other players that are on that pitch, older, more experienced players, who don't step up to the plate consistently throughout. And as I say, the changes that need to be made at Manchester United, will Servat make them? Who knows? He was at the game today, to be fair to him. Him and David Brailsford, still not quite sure what David Brailsford does, apart from look stern. I mean, that's like most Manchester United fans, to be perfectly honest, this season, when they're watching their team. And Arna did make a couple of good saves, one from I think it was Martinelli, one from Declan Rice. I mean, the Declan Rice was routine. It was a good save from Trossard, from Martinelli, hit really hard. A good, you know, he's got to do that job. You would sort of expect him to save the Martinelli one, but it was good acrobatic work from him to clear that out. So, and as I say, Arsenal, you can see they were a little bit nervous. But it didn't surprise me that they were a bit nervous in the game. As I say, they have not won at Old Trafford. That's their first win since 2006 in front of a crowd at Old Trafford. 2006, I think Adebayor got a late winner. I think they won in during COVID, but there was no crowd there. So it was the first time they could actually run into the crowd. Over to their fans and celebrate the victory. By the end of the match, it was smashing it down in Manchester. There was thunder, there was lightning, and I think that's more about Manchester United. You could see that the roof was leaking. Standard. It just goes to show the absolute joke that this football club actually is, and the fact that they will take some credit from the fact that we only lost 1-0 to Arsenal. Oh, fantastic. As I say, standards through the floor at Old Trafford. I've talked about this for years. I've called this out for years. But only people are only beginning to start to listen. As I say, Sir Rapp and our Dave have got a massive job to do. Jason Wilcox was there watching. He didn't look too happy either. I'm not surprised. He's, as I say, he used to be at Manchester City, actually watching people who actually can play football and have skills to play football and play football in a style and a way. As I say, United were more solid. And I think part of that will be down to the fact that at last, the manager's realised there's an FA Cup final on the way. We have got players to come back, but we need to sort out that centre-back situation. As I say, Casemiro will get a lot of criticism for the goal, and he should do. But he is playing out of position, and the manager will not take him off. I mean, Kambuala was on the bench. I know maybe he shouldn't have started, but he actually put Kambuala on for Johnny Evans, probably because Johnny Evans is our only fit senior centre-back. So he'll be back in play in 3 days' time against Newcastle. Goal difference -4, by the way. Absolute shambles. Two matches left, a -4 goal difference. It's unacceptable. It's not good enough. And as I say, I don't want to hear, don't know what the manager said, because I'm heading into Manchester for a couple of drinks. But the manager will say how much better we were than we were against Crystal Palace. But what, do you know what? Part of that's because you actually picked a team that was more solid, which was ridiculous that you didn't pick it in against Crystal Palace. Amad had a decent enough game. Amad was excellent. Amad and Garnacho have to be the wingers. I mean, Hoyland was poor again. I mean, he doesn't get past through, that's the first thing, but he has to be better to hold up the ball. He's just thrown off, and it looks like he's not interested. And as I say, well done Atalanta, you've done this again, because Ahmad, who unfortunately did go off for Anthony, yeah, Anthony didn't do very much, shot cover, but we expect that, but I'm hoping Ahmad is fit for the game against Newcastle on Wednesday, because I want him to be playing every game up until that cup final. He should be starting that cup final with Garnacho, but we all know the manager's going to bottle it and bring in Rashford, because well, it's a bottle job basically, because his favourite's FC, but Rashford might actually put in some effort, you never know, just so he can say, look, I helped you win the FA Cup. Yeah, unfortunately that's the attitude of some of our players. But anyway, as always, all pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, or prefers podcast for forwards to Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, search MUFC Global on your favourite search engine and it will come up. So United's horrible season is soon to be ended. It's a very important FA Cup final, so they can't just let the last two matches ride. There will be talk of Wolves, we beat Newcastle, we might get into European places. As I say, -4 goal difference. It's an absolute shambles. And United deserve, as I say, that they'll be lucky to finish. They're lucky that they will finish in the top half. They'll be very lucky to finish in the top half, but they will do. But they've been poor this season. Simple as that. But you know, the further down that they finish, the better, I think. As I say, I think the manager talked about points are worth a millions or something. It was something like that. He tried to, or points are expensive or something like that. That relates to how much extra cash you get for each position in the Premier League. I mean, that is embarrassing for Manchester United. Thinking, oh, if we finish eighth, we get a bit more than if we finish ninth. United have to focus on that FA Cup final, which, as I said, the majority of the country wants us to lose, I can tell you that now. But we have to be ready and we have to make sure we step up. It wouldn't surprise me if today was a bit of a way that we're going to play against Manchester City. But as I say, there needs to be some kind of cutting edge, because the amount of possession and opportunity we had today, zero cutting edge. And that sort of does come down, unfortunately, to poor decision-making for Garnacho and Højlund just not being involved, really, in the game. As I say, there's something definitely going on in regards of Højlund not fitting in that regard, and as he was taken off at the end for the youngster, Ethan Wheatley. So you know, could he force his way into starting the cup final? Unlikely, because Højlund is our only striker and Martial is just a waste of time in my opinion. But if Højlund got injured, who else is there? And you know, and a little bit of sort of, you know, credence to Højlund, it was ridiculous that he was bought and Anthony Martial was the other striker. Utterly ridiculous, utterly shambolic, and shows everything about this football club and the people that were running the football club on the football side having absolutely no idea whatsoever. It's called incompetence, and they were actually aided and abetted by the media saying nice things about these people because they like to leak stories to them. This is Manchester United. Jim Ratcliffe needs to stop the PR garbage and bullshit that he's sort of come into. He's been in charge since February and the club has got worse. The Glazers are scum parasites, but Sir Rat is looking incompetent in regards of his the way he's run this football club. Yes, he's got people, he's getting people, he's got to get people in on the football side, but from February, since he's took over to now, this club has literally gone downhill and he's done absolutely nothing about it, apart from try and look stern. As I say, I think the FA Cup semi-final made him think. I mean, the fact that he didn't realise before, apparently he's a lifelong fan. Cough, cough. As I say, maybe you shouldn't sit next to the Glazers at the FA Cup final. Idiot. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening. I will be back. It is Newcastle on Wednesday night. I'll be at the game. So I'll catch you after that match.